Last fall, Newt Gingrich called for doing away with child labor laws so poor children could earn money and learn a work ethic. He suggested poor college students could take over janitorial jobs to save the school's money and earn their education. Now, critics wondered about young people taking jobs from adults or poor kids cleaning up after their wealthier fellow students. But Gingrich pointed to a school where everyone works, the College of the Ozarks in Missouri, which charges no tuition but requires that every student have a job on campus. It's been called Hard Work U, but students graduate debt-free. It's one of seven federally recognized work colleges in the country. Again, this isn't kids working to pay their tuition. It's working instead of tuition. U.S. News & World Report recently ranked the College of the Ozarks one of the best colleges in the Midwest. A work college president was among the 10 school presidents who recently met with President Obama to find ways to reduce tuition. So we want to find out more about work colleges. We're going to hear from some students in a moment, but first, Robin Taffler, executive director of the Work Colleges Consortium. They're based at Berea College in Kentucky, and she joins us from WEKU in Richmond. Welcome to another Robin.
Thank you for having me.
So just how do students work? How much do they work? How many hours? What kind of jobs do they do?
Well, students work on our campus between 6 and 20 hours per week, depending on the campus. And they essentially run all institutional functions. At one time, that even meant building all the buildings. And College of the Ozarks students still build the buildings on campus. Students do everything from faculty research to maintenance to working in accounts receivable, to working in an auto shop, to running a fire department, to doing computing services, to running health clinics, dining services. So students run all essential institutional functions, and the schools evolved out of that work piece because they were looking for ways to educate poor students who might not have the opportunity to go to school and it wasn't affordable, and the schools were, I'm going to say primarily in rural areas.
Well, these were young people from Appalachia, largely, we understand, yep.
Yes, correct, correct.
And sometimes they even do janitorial work, you know, which goes back to Newt Gingrich's comment. But, you know, to the kind of thinking people had about that, we know these students are assigned. So is there, you know, how do you avoid that sort of sense that there's some sort of class system within the work? You know, someone gets to sit at a nice desk in a library, somebody else gets to clean toilets. I mean, how do you assign those jobs?
That's a really good question. When students first come in, there is some, you know, looking at what they do. However, most of the time when students come in, they do get a lot of those low-level jobs, and they are doing maintenance, they are working in the dorms, they are doing those kinds of things. But one of the things about a work college is you have the opportunity to move up, you have the opportunity to become a manager. And one of the things that's very critical is the fact that we really strive to teach our students the dignity of plain hard work and how you are contributing to a community, and that it really takes all of the pieces to make it work. So if you were somebody who is taking care of a dormitory and then next year you weren't doing that, you would know that, you know, I'm not going to leave as big of a mess. I'm not going to leave my crud all over because I know what it takes to clean it up. And there's a very strong sense of community and service on our campuses. And the work program is really part of our educational program. So it really incorporates a lot of learning outcomes for our students. So it isn't just about, you know, you're going in there and cleaning up after me and it's over and done with. There's reflection, there's understanding, there's evaluation. There's some really critical components that set the work colleges apart in that way.
Well, and I would imagine that means that there's a lot of adults involved. The kids aren't just sent off with a bucket. There's teaching involved in the working.
Yes, there is. And there are supervisors. However, one of the colleges, Blackburn College in Illinois, has a student-managed work program. And a lot of our students are managers. But, you know, when it starts off, students go into their work position or their labor position. They're trained. They're given support. They're given the tools that they need. But they're expected to show up on time and they're expected to do a job.
Well, and they graduate debt-free pretty much.
Yes. Three of our colleges cover the cost of tuition. And how that works, For instance, at Berea College, they receive a labor grant and students work. And at some of our other colleges, they receive reduced tuition, and it's in exchange for that. So because our students work and they're helping to run all these institutional functions, we operate more leanly. You know, where you might have a big grounds crew in a more traditional college, our students are out there mowing, weeding, our students are working on the farm, our students are growing food, whatever that is. Our students are working in the business office. So that's how our college has evolved, and many of our colleges have been around for over 100 years.
Well, Berea, where you're based, and we were just talking about how they serve largely kids from Appalachia, it was founded in 1855, the first interracial and coeducational college in the South. Every student that comes in is given a laptop computer. There's a focus on academics as well. Then of the other schools, you have the College of the Ozarks, we mentioned, one of the Christian-focused work colleges, Ecclesia in Arkansas, another school that says they promote Christian values, Sterling College in Vermont, environmentally focused. What have I missed?
Warren Wilson.
Warren Wilson, where are they?
They are in Asheville, North Carolina. And then we also have Alice Lloyd, which is in Pippa Passes, Kentucky.
Well, and the school split about $6 million in federal funding, which doesn't sound like a lot, actually. And students can also additionally receive Pell Grants and other kinds of scholarships on top of the free tuition for working. How are these work colleges different from some that we're familiar with? My nephew goes to Northeastern, and he's in the co-op program there. He's working. How is that different? Is it because it's just some students?
Well, it's totally different. You know, when you're in a co-op program, you're off. It's primarily about you getting this experience and not helping to run the institution.
That's Robin Taffler, Executive Director of the Work Colleges Consortium. Robin, thank you. By the way, at Berea, the starting rate for a first-year job is about $3.50 an hour, but again, no tuition. At Sterling College in Vermont, students are paid about $10 an hour. Other colleges are picking up on this. The University of Maine at Farmington has created more on-campus jobs. The University of Iowa created a pilot program so working students can meet with supervisors and see a relationship between what they're learning in class and on the job. Up next, we'll speak to two work college students. What happens when you set off to school and find out you're going to flip burgers? In 1 minute, Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.
Welcome back. We're talking about the 7 federally recognized work colleges in the U.S. where every student is required to work, and in exchange, they pay reduced or no tuition. Work college students hold down all sorts of jobs, from constructing and maintaining college buildings to serving food. It's not for everyone, but our next guests love it. Eliza Mutino is a senior at Sterling College in Vermont. We're going to hear from her in a minute. And we start with Natalie Crone, a senior majoring in political science at Berea College in Kentucky. She joins us from member station WEKU. And Natalie, we understand you're one of the few Jewish students at Christian-focused Berea.
I am.
How do you feel about that? Because I know your mom wasn't so happy when you first wanted to do it.
No. When I first told her about Berea, we went and toured the place, and there was a cross on one of the podiums, and she saw it, and she was like, oh, there's no, Natalie. I don't think this is a place for, you know, a Jewish student. And we actually went and talked to the Campus Christian Center, which deals with religious activities, and we spoke to them about me being Jewish and, you know, what I have a community. And essentially it boiled down to I was the only Jewish student, but because Berea College has this understanding of this connection to spirituality, they offered to happily take me to services in another city. And also provide me with support and community. So that was really great. In terms of feeling like an outsider, I would never say that I felt like an outsider.
Because you grew up in Milwaukee and Detroit, so, you know, here you are at a school that was founded to serve Appalachian kids. And so I want to hear more about your experience there. But let's also bring in Eliza Mutino, also 21, a senior at Sterling College in Vermont. She's majoring in farming and food justice. Eliza, just tell us, what's been some of the work that you've done?
I've been a intern at a local nonprofit that deals with food sovereignty issues and a resident supervisor. And most recently, I am the clerk of the works of farm chores, so I'm a sort of assistant farm manager.
And I'm sure you bring all the skills that you learned growing up in suburban New York to the. Was this a new world for you?
Definitely, and it was just the world I was seeking out after 2 years at a different college. I was seeking more of an environmental focus and a food focus on the part of the next college I would go to, and also I really appreciated the whole work attitude of the college, that all students do farm chores and kitchen chores and dorm chores.
Really? Really? Because, you know, there's a lot of college-age kids, and I'm not mentioning any names, nephews Olin, who, you know, once they go to school, they can't even imagine picking up their clothing or emptying a wastebasket. And, you know, no offense to college students, but so here you are. You wanted to work.
I definitely wanted to work. I felt that getting an entirely theoretically-based education wouldn't prepare me well enough for the world I was going into.
Natalie Crone, again, a senior at Berea, when you presented yourself at the school, what was your idea of, okay, I'm here to work, what did you think you were going to do, and what did you end up doing?
I thought I would be able to hopefully work somewhere within the political science department, and they placed me at Berea Dining, which is food service, and I was like, I'm sorry, do you know who I am? You want me to flip burgers? I don't think I flip burgers. And sure enough, I flipped burgers, and within 2 months, I actually went up to my supervisors, and I told them, and I was like, this is an amazing position, and I would like to be a student manager. And sure enough, I've actually moved up to chief manager. So, you know, I started flipping burgers, and I was apprehensive, but now I've actually stayed there, and it's been an incredible experience.
Were there other students that you met who had that same kind of attitude of, wait a minute, I was all for the work thing, but I pictured myself in, you know, a suit at a desk or something? It takes them a minute to get adjusted.
You're right. It does take a minute to get adjusted, because the whole idea of service to someone else and, you know, being the lowly waitress, you quickly shed those feelings or those sentiments, because my labor on campus is essential. It's actually like deemed essential labor. So if I don't show up to work, then the whole shift suffers, and then the whole community in turn is going to suffer.
Eliza, what about you again at Sterling College there in Vermont? Now, in your case, you're doing things that are, you know, really in line with what you want to do when you grow up. You know, you're farming and doing hands-on work. But was there any time when you said, maybe, you know, talking to friends at other schools, when you thought, well, wait a second, my back hurts, I'm exhausted, I would just like to go back to the old template. You know, you go to class, you come home at night, you write a paper, hang out with friends.
That's a fantastic question, and I can say I didn't look back once. In fact, I had my friends green with envy as they were hearing me tell tales of learning to swing an axe and go winter camping and do all these chores on the farm and learn to take care of animals.
By the way, what are you saving? How much money are you saving?
At Sterling, we get paid around $10 an hour, depending on your level of management. So it comes out to a savings of around $800 to $1,000 off your tuition.
And is that $800 to $1,000 a year?
A semester.
Well, and it's not a super expensive school, so that does bring down your cost. We understand you're still paying about $20,000 a year.
Yes, still paying a decent amount for a college education, but it's, I feel, one that I couldn't get at any other institution in terms of systems thinking and plain hard work, as we say.
Right. And how about you, Natalie? Are you tuition-free?
I am. The money that we receive through our paychecks goes directly into our pockets, and we use it for, you know, like books and class materials. But again, we graduate with no tuition fees.
So look, a lot of people made fun of Newt Gingrich, you know, there were a number of different comments. And what do you say about this idea of pushing for young people to work more on college campuses to make college less expensive all around and certainly less expensive for the kids?
If I could speak on that quite briefly, the learning outcomes that we are able to, you know, grasp from this experience is incredible. Probably the two really important ones are leadership skills and then applicable transferable skills. And those two right there are the ones that, you know, in national rankings that employers really look for.
In fact, I know so many people at my college who are super proud of their position as, say, compost manager. And they're going to go out and have an amazing compost operation one day. I feel sure of it.
Eliza Moutinho of Sterling College in Vermont. We also spoke with Natalie Crone of Berea College in Kentucky. Thanks to you both. And now to you out there, do you worry schools might take advantage of these low-paid students or maybe pay them for make work, which didn't sound like these young women did? Leave your thoughts on work colleges at hereandnow.org. And while there, please post your or your child's questions for Santa. Oh, yes, we're connected. Hereandnow.org.
Support for Here and Now comes from the listeners of WBUR Boston, where the program is produced. Philips Healthcare, dedicated to improving access, managing costs, and helping clinicians improve care globally at philips.com/healthcare. And the Institute of Contemporary Art, Boston, presenting Dance Draw, an exploration of art and performance on view now, ICABoston.org.